Exercise 3, page 90.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Food Corner on FM 104.7. My name's Jeremy Sykes, and I'll be sitting in for Frank Kendrin for the next 2 weeks. So, while Frank basks in the sunshine of the French Riviera, let's start the show. Our first guest today is the university lecturer Rachel Soloka. Rachel is here to talk to us about an article of hers that was published in the Food and Health magazine last month. Rachel, I believe the article has caused quite a bit of controversy since its appearance. What was it about?
Well, I write as a kind of hobby, and the article was actually the first I've ever had published, so I never imagined it would cause such debate. Basically, in the article, I try to look at the fast food industry in a new light. In recent years, numerous books and documentaries have come out depicting the negative side of fast food, but very little was said about its positives. Yes, it has caused quite a stir, and I have received some rather unpleasant comments about it, but I'm glad that readers finally have the chance to get a full perspective on the issue.
So, you're not exactly denying the negatives of fast food, is that right?
No, certainly not. For instance, I completely back the government's plan to take fast food off the menus in schools. All I'm saying is that we need to consider both sides to the story.
I see. Well, let's talk about the cons of fast food first. I suppose most people worry about its effects on health.
Indeed. It's something I think we're all aware of. Most fast food is loaded with calories which can cause numerous health problems, such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. A point I make in the article, though, is that lifestyle has a part to play too. For instance, if a person exercises every day using up a great amount of the body's store of calories, consuming a fast food meal would be largely harmless. Problems occur, however, when people with sedentary lifestyles eat fast food. These days, unfortunately, that tends to be most people. But it's important to note that it's both junk food as well as a junk lifestyle that makes people unhealthy.
That's a good point. Now, let's get into the issues discussed in your article. Are there really reasons why we should reconsider how we look at fast food?
I think so. Firstly, there's no denying that fast food is tasty. I adore the taste of a hamburger and chips, and think there's nothing wrong with enjoying such a meal now and then. Think about it. No one judges a person for eating foie gras, a dish that can consist of up to 80% fat in a fancy restaurant. So why can't we enjoy a tasty fast food meal from time to time? I've often received disapproving looks when I suggest to my friends that we eat at a fast food restaurant, but that's not fair. There's a lot of unhealthy food out there, but fast food gets an unfair share of the criticism.
I see where you're coming from. Also, I suppose it's got to be said that fast food is generally quite cheap.
Yes, you're right. For instance, in the fast food restaurant closest to my house, you can get a full meal and drink for less than £5. For people with low incomes, this is a major attraction. Also, fast food is convenient. There are fast food restaurants on every street, and you can be in and out of the door in 5 minutes with a full meal in your hands. I have to admit, after a long day at work, I sometimes give in to the temptation to buy fast food for my children. It can take a long time to cook a meal at home, and then there's the washing up to do afterwards. Sometimes fast food can be a lifesaver.
Rachel, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. But before you go, I think it's worth emphasizing, especially to our younger listeners, that you are not suggesting that it's okay to eat fast food every day.
That's right, Jeremy. The rule in my family is once a week. Basically, enjoy it as a treat, just like you would a chocolate bar, and make sure to get plenty of exercise to burn off those calories.
Thanks for coming in, Rachel.